Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Two apartment fires over the weekend displaced four people in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County firefighters responded to two separate apartment fires in Gillette over the Labor Day weekend, leaving four people displaced and one person injured. According to the Campbell County Fire Department Facebook page, the first fire happened late Sunday morning on Constitution Drive, where fire crews arrived to find heavy smoke coming from a third-floor balcony. Firefighters were able to contain the fire to a single apartment. Two people were displaced, one person was injured, and crews rescued two cats. Preliminary information indicates the fire may have started on the balcony because of discarded batteries. Then early Monday morning, firefighters were called to Santee Drive, where flames and smoke were coming from the rear of an apartment building. That fire also displaced two people, although no injuries were reported. The American Red Cross is helping residents, and firefighters again rescued two cats. The cause of the Santee Drive fire remains under investigation. Man found guilty of stalking, violating protection order. A Campbell County jury has found Evan Haywood guilty of felony stalking and violating a protection order following a case involving repeated contact with his ex-girlfriend. The case stems from incidents that began last December when the woman told police Haywood followed and harassed her after an argument at a Denver hotel. The Gillette News Record reported court documents say Haywood later showed up near the woman's hotel in Gillette, repeatedly called and messaged her, and contacted people she knew trying to find her. A protection order was granted December 18th, but prosecutors said Haywood continued contacting the woman afterward. That included allegedly sending chocolates to her workplace, calling her from another number, and posting comments on her employer's Facebook page. Haywood was found guilty during a July jury trial before District Judge Michael McGrady. He is scheduled to be sentenced November 10th. Felony stalking in Wyoming carries a maximum penalty of up to 10 years in prison. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.